spectrum analysis, it's got voice dysfunction, it's got the IPA chart for consonants, and a visualization of all of the IPA consonants, so students can see, they can use the pointer to pinpoint a symbol, and then they get a demonstration of the sound and a spectral analysis of that particular sound as well. It's a beautiful piece of kit. Beautiful. It hasn't been used on the course, so because the old room that it was in, which was a soundproof room, has been knocked down, this fantastic studio in the old bank site, that's being knocked down and being replaced by these new studios by 2005. I've got it in the office now. I'm going to find ways of bringing it in, because the students, once they can see, oh, one speaker can produce this whole range of velar sounds or pharyngeal sounds, and it's the same speaker, or tongue tip sounds or alveolar sounds, then actually they start to get encouraged. So we've just done the consonants and the three-term label for the consonants you would find in RP. But suddenly, they've understood the system. It's voice to voiceless, there's a place and there's a manner. Okay, what's this? And they go, oh, I can do that. Okay, where's it happening? What's happening? Is it voice number? It will be a fantastic learning tool. The other, I had it fitted up for the first time in the term on Friday. They went out for their Christmas drink. They came back and there was a Christmas carol concert. I said, after the concert, Andy Mince Pie, just come up into the studio, and I wheeled this machine into the studio. And I said, oh, have a look at this, what do you think? And they got really excited about it. It was very encouraging. And I had them turn around at one point and I said, okay, what's happening with this sound? Where's it being made? And the great thing is, if you're not familiar with the system, just with the symbol, then you look at the way that it's broken down on the IPA chart on the screen, and it gives you the sound straight away, and it's absolutely consistent as well. So I'd have them turned away from the screen, I'd pinpoint a symbol on the screen, the sound would come up, and then I would say, where is that produced? I mean, just that thing about the way that it sharpens the listening